Blog Talk Radio.
You can't fool all the people.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time member of the barefoot community and victims legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time member of the barefoot community for over 20 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm also the head of NP Media Group, where I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victims legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's legal services department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, issues. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to be on the air. Again, that's 319-527-6208. We also have our live chat room open. You can go there and interact with us during the broadcast. Just go to freedomizerradio.com. Just click on the live chat link and join us. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook page, and our Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast if you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle. Join in on our private group, closed group there right on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. But now keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. I know in the past few weeks we've been talking about traveling, shopping, and all the other chaos that comes along with the holiday season. And we'd love to hear your stories. And I also have some questions I'm going to be answering later on in the broadcast. So make sure you stay with us about some legal issues and stuff like that that have been brought up. And some very good points that have been made by our members and some great questions that they send me throughout the week and between our time together on the weekends. 319-527-6208. And I know we have a lot of stuff to go through today. So we have a lot of callers on the line. And also we have our very own
by the way, your audio went very south. I would say on a 1 to 10, you're maybe a 2 right now.
You know, before the broadcast, there were some issues with the flat.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, you're back up to speed.
And it's been a sign out, sign in, sign out, sign in for a good half hour trying to get everything up and running today. But if it starts to cut out again, I'll.
Do I need to have the switchboard up?
I think the switchboard is working fine. It's just there's very little audio that pumps from the blog talk into anything. So it's very hard to hear music and callers. But I have everything really ramped up on my end to try to get the best thing possible. If I need to flip over to a backup system, please let me know at some point during the show. And
okay.
Anyway, we were just talking about the traveling stuff like that in the past few weeks. And I was introducing you to it. It has been still on Mondays and Thursdays on Freedom Rising Network. And we're sitting with your co-host today. Welcome to the program. What have you been up to this past week?
Yeah, it's like when you're talking, it just the audio starts at a 10 and then it works all the way down to basically nothing.
That's odd. I'm going to flip over to a backup here that I have.
All right. Okay, so I don't know whether I should be talking while you're doing that or...
And how do I sound now?
No, keep going. You're good.
Okay. So we're going to use this until we get some time after the break to... figure out what else is going on. As I was mentioning, there was quite a few issues with the platform today, so I just want to make sure that we're okay for now and everybody can hear me.
Yeah.
So, okay, good. And we'll continue at this pace for now. So, so what's going on throughout the week? BIO business, what? Updates, events, plans, announcements?
Well, I was thinking about trying to get one more meeting together at the end of the year and see what happens. As long as the temperature's over 50, I think I can bring a few people in.
Yeah. A lot of people are still getting used to transitioning into the colder weather. And, people give it a good effort. But, of course, it's always hard for first-timers transitioning and getting used to it.
Well, and I'm not going to try to force somebody if it's 39 degrees out because you want somebody's first experience to be a good one.
That's true. And, pushing people's limits and boundaries and stuff sometimes, I think people's threshold may be about 50 degrees, some people 60.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, yeah, I think we'll just do like an afternoon pizza type thing.
Yeah, there you go. And, I've been talking about doing a meetup, holiday party somewhere. And just, the season's just crazy. If it's hard for me to even find time to get out somewhere, I can just imagine what it would be like for 10 people to meet up on one particular day.
Well, maybe the 30th might be good. It's after Christmas. It's as far as the average person working in an office or whatever, there's not going to be any stress to work on the 30th.
That's true. Yeah. So you have that and the holidays are over and you just got to get over New Year's and then, I was thinking about probably doing mine after the holidays.
New Year's, but the 30th should be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and if there's any teachers out there, you know that they might go back to work on the 2nd, so the 30th might work.
Yeah, plenty of time off that week for most people, you know, as far as the holiday season, you know, coming out, you know, especially in education and all that, that winter Christmas break, great time. I think that should work out.
Yeah, but if the high temperature is 24 degrees, you're going to have a hard time getting a turnout.
Yeah, because you also have the elements to deal with. And now you're in Vegas, though. I mean, temperature-wise now, this time of the year, I know when I've been there in, like, March, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I've just been thinking in terms of Dayton, Ohio, you might not have the greatest of weather.
No, not at all. You know, I think it's probably 30 degrees today. And they're calling for snow and, you know, maybe. Of course, you know, it all depends on if you're south or north of I-70 in my area. But, yeah, now getting out in the cold weather, it's a little crazy. Not very comfortable. You know, it's kind of like, you know, every night I go out for a walk and, you know, if anybody's been in the group, they've seen posts, or even on my Facebook page, they see posts about my cat on the leash walking at night. And, you know, as long as you're moving, it's not that bad. But when you're really standing still for 45 minutes, it could get to you. So.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that for the most part, it would be nice to get something going in January, February, but I think after St. Patrick's Day would be a realistic first opportunity of the year, unless there's some strange heat wave going on.
Yeah, I don't anticipate a heat wave. I think we have that in November, so I think we're over that until probably the March, April area around where I am. And, you know, I think the hardcore members of the Barefoot community that live the lifestyle would come out. But I don't see too many of them around here that would make a trip to come out in the cold weather like that. That and the weather does get a little unpredictable here. So a lot of people don't want to travel.
Oh, I understand that, which I said back last month that the winter time is generally a good time to establish not just new people in the group, but also try to find out who our new movers and shakers are that have joined us recently and see if we can find more Nick Pierces and Nick Deutschmans and others who not just are here, but also want to be part of the change.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we really need to find that. I mean, there are quite a few people. Just I noticed it's very spread out.
Well, a lot of people might not see our group on a regular basis because for some people this is more important than others. Some people just think it's a great idea and then they never see us again, but there's others that do post and they are fans and they like our mission and they want to do more, and it's just up to us every so often to instill that and see what shakes out.
Yeah, that's very true. And just how people, you know, I mean, it's just a level of commitment that they have when it comes to, you know, how into it they really are, really. They don't, I notice that some people, and I notice it comes in waves, too. They'll, they kind of, it's like you see a lot of involvement at one point. And then I don't know if they just get burned out or if they think it's like great, you know, they love the group and all this. And I don't know if they just do so much of it and I don't know if they just realize it's not for them or they're not as committed. It's like you always have the new members that come in that want to contribute everything and 100%. And I don't know if it's a matter of motivation or if it's a matter of what can we do to keep them and more retention.
Right, and that's something internally that on our management page, not that I want to talk too much about that, but that's a big goal of mine for 2018 is there are people that are listening to our radio show today and they're excited, and then it's Christmas and New Year's, they're not going to listen, and then in January they will never listen to us once ever again.
Yeah.
That's just the law of averages. It's just playing the percentages that if we get 10 new members today, two or three are going to be more committed than the other seven. The other seven may or may not even say hi once in the whole year of 2018.
But we also do a great job at bringing a lot of members in.
Oh, no.
It seems
we've always had a lot of
folks that come in. They're committed. They stay. I mean, we have some long-timers. And it's just a matter of, I'd love to have some of them share their stories on the radio show.
Yeah, I just haven't been aggressive with trying to bring in guests for the show. I feel as though I can do that to help you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of reaching out and getting as many people as we can.
So I guess while we're here, and it's just like a think tank, I guess, for a few seconds, but what can we do to retain membership?
Good question. I think we've got to find out why there may be people that come and go. If we could figure out why they leave, then we could figure out how to retain them. I don't know if it's just they don't realize how serious we are about the cause.
Well, and I put in a mention earlier this week, I kicked out a post that left us that said basically that they can't believe that we go places and they're against it. But I'm thinking, well, why did you join us?
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, if they know what we do, that's why they're here, then I don't understand what the point is about why join if this isn't for you. I don't get it.
And that's okay. If somebody wants to check us out and they don't like us, I mean, there's no law that says everybody that comes in is going to like what we do, but we are hoping that everybody at least tries it a few times, and if you don't like it, you don't like it. There's nothing wrong with that. If there was a group of people for black licorice and you never tried black licorice before and then you ate it and then you don't like it, then it's okay. But I just want to see everybody at least give it a go a couple times so they realize what this is and why we're here. And I just don't want somebody saying that sounds like a good idea, and then they join us for 6 months, never post, never even try it once, and then leave, and then say that we suck.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's everybody's allowed to have an opinion, but, I mean, just to say, well, we suck because of what? Because it's not for you? I mean, if you don't like it, just leave. I mean, you're just as welcome to leave as you are to come and join,
Right, but I don't know how to reach those people that hear our message and then they join us and then they, I don't want to say chicken out necessarily, but that's partially it, and then they leave us a few months later because of whatever.
Don't forget, we also have the trolls. See, some people are really just not interested in joining. They just come in to troll and, put other members down, attack them. And then we finally throw them out, once we realize what they're doing. Or, or they finally leave if we don't catch them in time. So, I mean, there's always that element, too. And, of course, there's always the fetishists that come in. They seem to slip through the cracks, and then they try to pull something, and we toss them right out. So.
No, I just feel as though for a Facebook group, per se, and I'm not talking about the website or the business page just yet, but I feel as though we do about as good of a job as you're going to find, because behind the scenes, if somebody private messages somebody, if they don't tell anybody that, look, this person is cursing me out for whatever reason, and you leave the group without saying anything, then how do we fix that?
Yeah, it's important that if something is happening that they tell us. Yeah, tell an admin. Or just tag the admin's names. I mean, there's a whole list of them at the pinned post on the top. And just copy that and put it in the post. And this way we know about it. You know, bring it to our attention. I mean, we do the best job we can, and we want to keep our members and let them feel safe. I mean, we're an advocacy group. This is not a fetish community. I say that every time I'm on the air, and we don't tolerate that. It is a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to that. We want people to feel comfortable joining and interacting, and we want to empower them to live the barefoot lifestyle, not be, you know, made fun of or harassed or in any way for doing that.
Well, that's my exact thought here, and then I get yelled at because, well, why did you let this person in? And I'm like, well, who is this person? I'm not telling you, but I left the group because this person bothered me. And that doesn't really help things.
No, we need to know, because we're not going to be strong and successful and grow. If there's something wrong, we need to know. And we can't just
guess,
and assume.
On the positive end, though, Nick, I don't want this to sound like a Debbie Downer episode, because it's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely not.
On the positive, yeah, we are growing again. We're doing well. There's a lot of good rapport right now in the group. We have people that are wanting to step up and do more for the new year.
Yeah, I think 2018 plans are great.
Yeah, I think we can get our mission out.
Yeah, check out our YouTube channel too. I don't plug it enough. Our Instagram page and all that, which is something I really got to start plugging. Because there's a lot of interaction that we have, not just within this Facebook group. We're out all over social media. So take a look at it and check it out. Follow us, and we have our Twitter page, Nick Deutschman runs. He does our Twitter, and we have our Instagram. What's our official Instagram page name again?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't have a cell phone, so I can't really post anything on there. I feel like it's a big black hole for me.
I could pull it up. But of course, now we don't want this to be a downing episode.
There's a program called Grambler that I need to download so that I can use Instagram, but as a whole, Instagram is for the cell phone community. You're supposed to just put things on there as you travel throughout your day, and it's not set up for those of us laptopers.
True. Yeah, different platforms and, you know, different outlets that we have, depending on what your choosing is. So if maybe you're not a Facebook person and you're an Instagram person, definitely check us out. If you go to the website, barefootislegal.org, we have links for all this. Let me go check it out right now. This way I can give our listeners a brief...
If I remember, the Instagram might be Real Barefoot is Legal.
I think it is. We're gonna check that out. And we also have our Twitter page. So check out Twitter as well. And it's on our webpage, it sends us to Barefoot is Legal, not Real Barefoot is Legal.
All right. Well, just make a mental note, I guess, and
so we'll
let the.
Yeah, I know that we had there's two different pages. They're both us, but for the listeners or the community that don't know, we don't know what the password is for the other one. I think is the gist of it. And. We got to figure it out because we don't remember what email was used either. So, but once we figure that out, we'll get it out there. But you can go to either one.
All right. So after the break, I guess we'll try to give some new people some tips and hints and suggestions, because we get new people all the time and they are tired of getting yelled at, and so they're looking to us. Can we help them? And that's kind of why we're here.
And that's what we're here. And that's what I try to do every week. And, yes, we are going to regroup because coming in, I know we kind of went off my show notes anyway. I'm trying to get a lot of buttons rearranged here to try to get this our platform to work. But when we come back, stay tuned. Back with you shortly.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty's Gardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
On the air. Again, that's 319-527-6208.
and you are back on the air. So,
all right. All right, Nick's audio is kind of warbled right now, but I'll go ahead and try to say what I think he's trying to say. We are here every Saturday, 1:30 to 3 p.m. on the East Coast on Saturdays, and if you're on the West Coast like me, 10:30 a.m. to noon, 90 minutes. If you want to be a part of the show, if you want to share any of your thoughts, any places you've gone to or would like to go to, or you've been yelled at, or you have suggestions or questions or whatever about our lifestyle, just give us a call, 319-527-6208. And if you want to talk to us on the radio, just press lucky number one on your phone so we know that you want to be a part of us.
Yep, that's the way to join us.
Ahead,
so hopefully this sounds better. And back with you, and glad everybody can finally hear me a little better. So, before the break, we're talking about, what we have lined up for you, and that's pretty much answering questions that maybe for those of you that are new, that are wondering how you go about living the barefoot lifestyle and certain things. If you have your questions, feel free to share them with us, and we're going to answer the best we can. We want to tackle the legal issues. We want to tackle, advice. So what topics do we have?
Well, I have one.
Uh-huh.
I have one here for you. We
okay.
have Quentin in Houston.
Hi, Quentin. Thanks for joining us.
No. Well, yeah, he's not on.
Writing in?
Yeah, he's not
okay.
on the air with us, of course. But,
great.
Yeah, I don't have the switchboard up. So,
okay.
But anyway, he's running a farmer's market booth in Houston, and he's asking, what can we do to promote our lifestyle? He says he's at his local farmer's market, and almost everybody asks him how he can do it when it's 52 degrees out.
Well, Quentin, as far as promoting the lifestyle, just being an ambassador and being barefoot is great. Also, get a hold. We also sent them out to you with our VIB memberships, Barefoot is Legal business cards. And that has our website on there. Keep them at your booth. Pass them out to people when they ask you about it.
That is true. And I would recommend the VIB pack, the very important barefooter. That does have some of our business cards on there. And then you could take one of those and make some more to promote for the group.
Yeah. And hand them out, spread the message that bare feet are legal. And you're in a great place, too, because, people are going to be very receptive to that in the farmer's market. And, especially if they're already coming up to you curious about it and they want to know how you can do it, take a listen to some of the past broadcasts where I talked about, when it gets into the colder temperatures, the best thing to do is keep your body temperature up, your core body temperature, so wear multiple layers. And believe it or not, your feet will stay warm because it sends the blood flowing out to your fingers and your toes. Much better than just walking around in a pair of shorts.
Well, I also am a big fan of drinking hot tea, so hot liquids will help you.
Yep, hot liquids.
Not just that,
hot liquids.
It's all about getting involved in your herbs like garlic and turmeric and ginger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can incorporate more of that into your diet, your blood will flow a lot better. And I'm not saying you can get by in a bathing suit at 9 degrees Fahrenheit, but you can withstand the 50s and the 40s, and it'll warm you up 3 to 5 degrees.
It keeps you warm. Eat a meal too. Eat something because when your body digests food, you're burning calories and stuff, and it generates more body heat internally with more of your vital organs than if you're walking around on an empty stomach. Also, go to the bathroom, believe it or not. Don't try to hold it in when you're out and about, because then your body's trying to keep those fluids warm instead of doing a job that, keeping other parts of the body warm. So that's just something to keep in mind, too. Uh, What other questions
right, so
do we have?
Do
any?
Go ahead. If you.
Oh no,
if
go
you
ahead.
Have something.
No, I was just. Oh no, I was just wondering what else we have question wise.
Well, I was just going to segue into the fact that when we do get our waves of new people, there are some that that do join us, and they really want to get involved. They just can't believe. And now they know. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're lying, or that they think we're lying, but they are like they can't believe that they've been told all their life that it's illegal. And so, how do they get started?
Well, you know, I like your theory on that one about you know, go into a grab and go type place. Go in, pick up a pizza. You know, test the waters that way. Instead of paying for gas at the pump, I was mentioning it last week with Kevin, go inside and prepay inside for whatever pump you want to pump gas on. Grab a bag of chips and a soda or something and, you know, go to the counter, get some gas, and then go out and pump it. Little steps. Of course, you want to build up a tolerance. You know, if your feet have been shoved in shoes all your life, you're going to end up with, you know, they're going to be soft and probably a little more sensitive than someone that's been barefoot for many years or even just an entire year throughout the summer.
So one of my other things that I'd mm-hmm. like to give as far as advice goes, and this is for those of us who live in a bigger city, and I guess Dayton qualifies, but if you normally go to the grocery store down the street from you, say there's a Kroger that's within walking distance to you, but there's another one that's a 3 mile away drive, why not drive to a store that you've never been to?
Yeah, a store that you've never been to, a store that you may never go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they take the cart from you, no harm done because you weren't going to give them your money ever anyway. And and that'll also give you a chance to put one of our complaints up so that our complaint team can handle it. We have a bunch of volunteers that work on our behalf, and if you get evicted, then one of our members will contact corporate for you. And a lot of mm-hmm. times corporate doesn't care what somebody's wearing grocery shopping, but it's the $12 an hour person on the floor that thinks it's their vital job to make sure that their paycheck gets kicked out of the store. And
yeah.
A lot of times they will just not only just apologize, but they'll also send you a gift card and ask that you can join them.
Yeah,
again,
they'll beg for your
there.
Business back and try to make it right, and they beg for you to come back, and then they talk to the management or the employees and say, don't do this. And, you know, you're right. It's the minimum wage or $12 an hour employee that thinks, you know, that of course is brought up, just like some of our members are brought up when they first enter the group, thinking that there may be policies or regulations or laws or something against it. And just like they can't believe that it's not true, even though that's what they've been told all their life, other employees out there believe that it's true because they've been told it all their life. And sometimes, you know, you put someone in a position of power, and I always kid around about someone with the keys to the celery, all of a sudden they become the enforcer of all because someone gave them access to something and gave them more power in a place of employment. And they really don't know, and they have no idea what's going on. And they're afraid to come to terms with, you know, that the, you know, just like they're surprised that it didn't exist before they joined the group. Some employees and people in the general public are surprised to find out that their way of thinking and their beliefs are wrong. And you're not going to change everybody. You're not going to change everybody's opinion. I mean, you can change someone's opinion about yourself, whether they agree with you living a barefoot lifestyle or not. Maybe they'll like you better as a person, which will lead to them being more accepting to your barefoot lifestyle.
Well, but a lot of it is miseducation. So the main thing with these stores is nobody's ever questioned before. They just get tapped on the shoulder. They're told to go home, and then that's it. If we can stand together and question and show them all the evidence that they would ever need, then that changes the conversation because nobody's ever had a backbone or a spine before.
Yeah. Yeah, and we just got to, you know, give them all the tools that they need, that, you know, to be able to to stand up for their rights. And hopefully the information that we give out, not just throughout the week in our groups, but also even here on the radio show, help empower them to do that.
Because that's the number one thing I hear on a regular basis, Nick. It's like I would go to these places all the time, but I'm afraid of getting yelled at, and it's just over and over again, and that's therein lies why we're here. Don't get me wrong, but I want to make sure our mission is about empowering these people, because I don't want someone joining the group and then still never doing it and being scared.
And don't be discouraged at first if you do get, you know, into a confrontation. You know, try to educate the best you can. And, of course, it's some people that they're okay in pressure situations like that. Some people are not. But, you know, if you can defend your position and all that, that's great. But we have help for you. We have people that can write letters and contact. We have legal support. We have, you know, all kinds of resources within the group. That if you're not one to get into confrontation or don't like confrontation or may not be as familiar with laws or policies or health departments or, you know, all kinds of those other regulations that may get thrown at you, living the lifestyle that you want to live, you have support. And we're here to give you that support and tons of resources. So take advantage of that.
And also, if you could also say there's a, we'll just say Wendy's for lack of a better thought here. You go to Wendy's all the time, and there's a White Castle down the street. And if you don't frequent the other place, well, why not just go there? And I'm all about for testing the waters. Go to places that you don't go to on a regular basis. You might make new friends. You might find a new business you want to go to. And if they leave, if they tell you to leave, then, and it's very rare, actually, that they do say something. I would say 9 out of 10 times at minimum are successful. It's just rare that we even have issues. But you might be out at 5 places. And 3 of them in a row might say something. It's just the law of averages. And then you can go 90 times and not have a single thing said to you. It's just, it's the roll of the dice. And it, I promise you, if it was so easy, that we wouldn't be in business. But at the same time, if it was so hard, we wouldn't be in business either. But it's, we're not going to recommend you do things that would get you arrested or anything like that, and there's nothing illegal about it. It's
yeah.
just a matter of you getting out of your comfort zone and sharing with these places that no laws exist. So nobody,
yeah, I mean,
nothing changes if you don't do something about it, whereas you're doing it and you're educating if somebody says something at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about how to overcome objections and sometimes the horror stories which people hear about because, you know, I mean, yeah, we can sit here all day and talk about, oh, it was a nice walk in the park or we went barefoot running or there was a wonderful book out about whatever and it's really inspirational, which, yeah, we touch on that on the program and in the group. But our purpose is to overcome the myths and the objections that people have. So even though you may hear a lot of negative that we talk about, it's not all negative, Proof, just like you were saying. It's there's so much positive out there, and like you said, I mean, 99 out of 100 times, no one will ever say anything. They want your money, and they treat you just like a regular person. But there's always that 1% or that 1 out of 100 times when someone may have an issue because of some overzealous employee that's on a power trip and, you know, undereducated or ignorant and doesn't want to listen to logic or doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that maybe they're wrong. And it happens. And, yeah, we talk about the negative because we want to help you overcome the negative. Not that all experiences are negative. In fact, there's so many positive experiences, too many to talk about most of the time.
My favorite experiences are when I'm somewhere and somebody else also has no shoes on, and I can just give them my business card, and they get so excited, like, oh, I'm so tired of getting yelled at, and it's just great to know that there's people other than just me.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes just that acceptance, or sometimes, you know, I mean, they may live a barefoot lifestyle, but they don't know the group. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, out of 14,000, almost 15,000 members, it seems like a huge number of people compared to the majority mindset that's out there that are anti-barefoot. But there's so many people out there that are pro-barefoot, anti-shoe and all that, that have not even heard of the group yet, and you encounter them. And like you're saying, I mean, yeah, I carry some business cards with me. In fact, I was at a one of the holiday Christmas parties for a TV network out here, and they had a jar set up and where you can win tickets to a comedy club, to the comedy club. And I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. So, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to put the Barefoot is Legal business card in there because it helps promote the message, which kind of goes back to what Quentin's question was how do I promote it? And just little things like that to build awareness. And, hey, if we win 25 passes to a comedy club, that's great. The local members in my area will have a wonderful meetup there. But for the most part, whether I win a ticket or not, it's just to promote the movement, to promote what we are, and, you know, spread the message that their feet are legal.
And it also helps with our members, and I need to make sure that when we have our VIB packs that we're asking – and I need to remember that for later, that we can make email addresses for our members as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For our VIBs. And if you use your email address, eventually someone's going to check to see if barefootislegal.org is a legitimate website.
Yes, that's true. I mean, just send some emails out to different people, or even if you're writing a letter to a business or something. On your own accord, and, you know, you're communicating or something over, you know, even just sending a nice customer service letter. You know, thank you for such a pleasant experience. You had employee X that went out of the way to help. And that'll be circulated around the office a lot more than a, I had a bad experience and I'm going to sue you. So that goes right over to a special legal team. But if you use, like, if you want a barefootislegal.org email address, of course, for our VIB members, that's a great thing to mention. Another benefit, you can use that email just to send, hey, I had a wonderful experience. You know, I normally shop at whatever, but your employees are, you know, great. Your store is clean, and I enjoyed it. Looking forward to returning. You know, just a simple letter like that. And, you know, not even mention the fact that you live a barefoot lifestyle. You know, just mention the fact you had a pleasant experience in the store. You also get gift cards and coupons that way as well, by the way. But they see that it's coming from an email address that says Barefoot is Legal, and it helps spread the message even more and further and circulate it throughout organizations, companies, and everything else. So that's a very good point, using an email address for that. I use it primarily for the purposes of BIL business, my email address for Barefoot is Legal, but maybe I should start using it for other things like that. I never really thought much of it.
Yeah, it's just anything we can do to get exposure for the movement.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. That's a wonderful idea.
So Quentin says he's going to call us after the break.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have a couple callers. I know Kevin's hanging around with us every week. He likes to join us. It's always great having him. So actually, what we can do is if Quentin's going to call in after the break, we have a couple minutes. If you want to hear a couple words from Kevin, I can bring him on.
Oh, of course.
Get some updates. And, Kevin, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We have a couple minutes before we go to the break, and you're on the air with Proof and I. How are you doing this weekend?
All right. Everything is fine. Just dealing with this cold weather that I wish it would go away. I wish we could skip winter and go to spring.
Yep, yep. Well,
yeah,
keep going
I
south,
saw you
Kevin.
Dealing with some elements out there.
Well, what actually... I guess I'm doing I guess you can call it a self-experiment to see how my body can deal with the colder temperatures. Like some people can and some people can't. But, you know, like I said, it's just my own personal an experiment to see if I can handle it without putting on a jacket.
Well, that is true, because there are people that talk about freezing when it's 79 degrees outside, and they always seem to have their jackets on and stuff. And then there's others that could be 22 degrees and they have their short sleeve shirts.
Yeah, well, like I say, it was 27 degrees this morning, so I decided to, like, you know, let me see what I can do. So I just went outside shirtless, actually. Of course, no shoes, and at least I lasted for maybe a minute or two, probably. But you know, like so I'm trying to deal with this cold weather. But other than that, I had an observation earlier this week. I went to a church member's house for Bible study. So I put on my Zero shoes, you know, my Zero sandals, I should say, just, you know, like out of courtesy, you know, because they're a house and junk like that. So when I got there, the people that lived there didn't make nobody take their shoes off. So it was like, when I saw that, I was like, dang, I should have just came barefoot. So there was no floor mat at their front door. Okay, so everybody's basically tracking dirt on their carpet and crap like that. It's like nobody don't even, you know, gives a crap. So I was like, crap, I should just doggone came barefoot. That was the case. So it still, to me, it still befuddles me, like why do we wear shoes inside our house?
Yeah, that's a question I've been trying to get for years to have answered.
You know, and we all know that you're not going to take no hot soapy water and a scrub brush and scrub the dirt off your shoes. You're just going to take them off and put it in the closet, and that's it. So you got all these people at your house trampling on your carpet, you know, like it's no big deal. And some people, depending on who you are, I guess, or where you go to, you had to make you take your shoes off at the front door. But this wasn't the case at this person's house. So I'm like, dang, I should have just came barefoot. But now I know next time.
Yeah, now you know. And it's crazy that someone would have no mat outside their house if they invite people in with shoes on. I mean, that's crazy. So I could just imagine how much dirt and debris, just everything that gets tracked in at that point. I mean, you want to have some sort of doormat, at least to wipe your shoes off. And, of course, we always wipe our feet off, too. But we'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, Here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery.
However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Alrighty there, 319-527-6208. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. And before we went to break, we're on the line with Kevin's, and we also have Quentin joining us, and of course, with me as co-host today is Proof. Before we bring Kevin back on, Quentin, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for thanking.
Oh, you're welcome for thanking.
All right, so Quentin, I know you joined us recently. How did you find our group? You've been in, what, about a month?
Yeah, I've been lurking for quite a while, and I think I finally joined about a month ago. Basically, just it came up as a suggested group on Facebook, I think.
That's cool. What made you join?
I've been going barefoot. I grew up barefoot for my whole life, and when I moved back to the States a couple years ago, started wearing shoes again, and I wanted to join, try to spread the word and go barefoot more, basically.
You say you moved back to the States. Where were you living before that?
South Pacific, Papua New Guinea.
Okay. And a different culture there when it comes to the way people look at someone that lives a barefoot lifestyle versus the United States, I could imagine?
Definitely. Shoes are not the norm. Definitely not common there, actually.
Okay. So how long were you there for?
I grew up there. We moved to the South Pacific when I was 4. So pretty much my entire memory of my childhood was overseas.
Oh, wow. So you've pretty much lived there all your life.
Mm-hmm. I moved back to the States about 4 years ago to go to college and then join the military after that.
Oh, well, thank you for your service. What branch?
Coast Guard. Active duty Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. Oh, that's great. So as far as I know we've talked about this with Kevin's, I could bring him back on the air too. He's in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You guys, here we go. There's Kevin. And so I guess there's, I know that he's always talking about regulations and stuff with the service and certain parameters that he always has to function in. Navy wise, yeah. Is the Coast Guard pretty much the same thing? I know it's a branch of military, it's a branch of service. Mm-hmm. Is it a little more lenient though, or is it, you know?
It depends. I live off base, so obviously when I'm on liberty or definitely on leave, quite a bit more freedom than if I were to live on base. I can, I go barefoot if I'm not on duty. But while on base, strict rules with footwear.
Yeah.
And then obviously in uniform, very strict rules with uniform regulation.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kevin, you always go to the commissary or the DX and stuff on base. Quentin, are you also able to do that, or is it slightly different? I kind of like to compare this, since both of you are on now. It could be very fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. Where I'm stationed is a real small base. Coast Guard bases tend to be pretty small in that regard. I don't have an exchange or a commissary on base, and the closest one is about an hour away, and I usually am in uniform when I go to that one.
Got it. Okay. So, Kevin, on your base, you're saying that I remember you tell stories about, like, there being gyms, stuff like that. So, Quentin, your base is, I know Kevin's is a Navy base, but so really your interaction seems to be very limited on base, so you're able to have a lot more barefoot freedom than.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Well, that's good.
If we're playing volleyball or doing really anything after the workday outside, I have a freedom to be barefoot, et cetera, like that. But if I'm in the buildings, either in the mess deck, chow hall, then I have to have closed toe shoes, et cetera.
I mean, it's part of the uniform, it's part of the service and the duty that you do, I guess. And of course, appreciate it. So you pretty much lived a barefoot lifestyle all your life. And do you mind sharing how long that was, or when you started, or anything like that?
I mean, I started. I never enjoyed shoes growing up. I have memories as far back as I can reach of being 3-4 years old, leaving my shoes at friends' houses because I just would forget about them. I'd take them off and forget where I left them. So it's really as far back as I can remember. I've been going barefoot.
And I can relate to that. It was always a struggle when I was little with shoes on my feet when I had to have them on, and I was always the one that never really wore them to begin with and picked them off all the time. And I would lose them, leave them at friends' houses if I even brought them with me.
Definitely.
That's great. You know, as a new member, we were talking about this earlier in the broadcast. What are you looking for in the group?
Number of things. Community, basically a sounding board, an echo chamber, to kind of throw ideas around, find out how I can get involved, to push the benefits. I am a very strong believer in the benefits of going barefoot and grounding. So any way that I can help promote that in my area and in the group as well.
Great. Yeah, definitely a valuable asset. We really appreciate it and you coming on board and all the effort you want to put in. So when did you join the group? You said, oh, go ahead, Proof. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, he said he joined us about a month ago.
A month ago? Okay. All right. I probably missed that. Like, all right. Yeah, good to know. Actually, I just pulled you up like the FBI. October 7th, you were accepted in the group. I was trying to get to that.
Okay.
Hey, but, is Kevin still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. So,
I'm sure if you heard us.
Back to what he was, talking about. Yeah, it's in all branches. It's like, if I gotta conduct business on base, like i.e. medical or to the quarter deck or whatever, I got to, I have to be in uniform, outside of that I can't be barefoot. As a matter of fact, two nights ago, I normally go to the commissary every now and again, and I'm barefoot. Nobody bothers me. Nobody really hassles me. However, I do remember one time I was going through the self checkout some time ago, and so I'm doing my checkout. And I forgot what the lady said. She asked me where my shoes or something like that. I'm like, well, they're. I forgot what my response is. I think I said I'm wearing my birthday shoes or something like that. They're very, very comfortable. Yeah, and she was like, next time you have shoes on your feet. Well, that still never happened. Then sometime after that, went through the express checkout line, and this lady bagger talk about, I'm not allowed to be in there barefoot, to which I honestly ignored her, because like, who is she? You know, matter of fact, I think one time I probably passed by the store manager, I think, and didn't say a thing. So places like that and the bowling alley, you know, I almost had an issue with the bowling alley. It was showing the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight, and this lady said that, you know, that I need shoes. I was about to go home to go get some, and then I talked to the other lady who I always see when I go there. I asked her, you know, this girl told me I need shoes. Do I need shoes? So she called, she phoned the manager there and junk like that, you know, and they said, you know, he's good, he's straight. I'm like, right, hey, sweet, you know. So basically, you know, this all comes down to the employers, even the low level employers, completely getting educated, you know, and stuff like that. Don't just say, you need shoes, and you don't know what your own store policy is, or you don't even know what the laws are.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for both you guys, and this is something that just hit my mind as you were talking about this. When you say, like, employees and stuff in these commissaries and the BXs and stuff, now, if you're an officer, you're like, you know, we'll say you're a five-star general that walks into a store and you're barefoot. Does your rank, does anything like that affect the treatment that you get, or are these not military employees? They're just, of course, employees that may work for a company that established the store on base, or is there a different set of guidelines or something or ethics that they need to go by because they are serving as an employee on a base?
Well, to be honest, rank, as far as going in store barefoot, rank means nothing. To tell you the truth, it really don't mean anything. You know, it's solely it's based on how you are treated. It's, you know, to tell you the truth. Now if I'm 06, you know, and I got, like I said, I got to do business, you know, somewhere on base, you know, most likely, hey, I have to be in uniform. But yeah, if I go to, let's say, the Navy Exchange, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, not everybody's going to recognize who you are. Even the employees, no matter how many times maybe you figure there or not, but they're not going to always recognize who you are, you know what I'm saying? So regardless of your rank, you know, some people ain't gonna say anything, but you'll still get that one person who's going to say something. You know, and of course, you're going to get the usual, wear your shoes, or you can't be in here without shoes, or crap like that. You know the normal stuff. So
really what you're saying is, on base, even if you're like an officer, a high-ranking officer, or anything like that, they don't acknowledge your rank. It's not like, you know, if you're a sergeant and someone else is a private, then they acknowledge your rank. An employee of one of these stores is still just an employee of a store, and rank doesn't mean anything. So there's courtesy in that.
No. The employees of the exchange and the commissaries are all civilian employees, and the rank and the authority held by that rank really only, from my experience, really only applies in the military, in those that are actually sworn in. The civilian side of things, they might recognize the respect given to the rank, but they're not obligated to at all.
They're not obligated to. And that's a very interesting point. I just wanted to find out because I was kind of curious as you were talking about it. We also have with us, joining us before we run out of time, Alex. Alex, welcome to the program. What do you have for us this weekend? You're on the air with Kevin's crew from Quentin.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
We're all doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. Just want to real quick just mention my school experience this past week, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, sure. Love to hear about it. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I posted a brief explanation on BIL Facebook page. So one of the schools that I work at, I kind of went for it, and one of the school classrooms I was in, you know, took my shoes off, went about my day, kind of was feeling out the teacher, and I didn't see any, I didn't hear any complaints, so I also had Fit Kicks on, so occasionally I'd put those on. Went to the computer lab, took my shoes off, helped her up, went back to the classroom. So the teacher had asked me to maybe, you know, go to the nurse and get some, fill up some Purell. I'm like, okay. So I actually went for it. I went all the way down, and this is a ways, all the way down to the nurse. Even she even saw me, talked to me, put the Purell in, and we chatted a few, and then I went back. And then throughout the other day, towards the end of the day, I was in another classroom, and then, you know, took my shoes off there again. And then towards the very, very end, I was back in that classroom, and I was pretty much there for the whole time, and I actually went to make, I think, another errand, and that was about it. And then we were going home. So when we're all leaving, you know, I waved to the principal because, you know, all the kids are leaving and stuff, and then I'm about to clock out. And then the principal catches up with me and says, hey, what's going on? Hey, could I talk to you for a minute? I'm like, yeah. And I already kind of knew what it was maybe about. There were two things you talked to me about, but I'll just stick to one of them. And it was obviously that one was about my bare feet. And he says, and it wasn't about that day. It was actually the day before, because I was at that school the day before. I was in pre-K, and apparently one of the, I'm not sure who complained, but he says, yeah, I guess someone complained that you sprayed something on your feet. I'm like, what? Sprayed? And he's like, yeah, hey, I don't know. I'm just going by what they say. Says, just keep them covered. And I'm like, and I didn't argue or anything. I'm just like, all right. But I explained that I was going to, on BIL, that I will definitely try to squeeze in other opportunities in a more stealthier way, but, you know, obviously I want to respect what the principal's saying. But I brought up the question, what are your thoughts? And people, you know, responded and said, you know, it's funny how they'll say you gotta wear shoes, and, you know, it's just the logic that people have, and they won't wear gloves. There was another school too where I heard a lady teacher saying to a kid that you have to keep your boots on when he was in discomfort, and she says, well, because of fire drill, you know, we have to run out. And another person on BIL said, yeah, well, so I guess you have to keep your coats on too and everything, so you run out. So that was what I wanted to say. I don't know what your thoughts are, and maybe in the future how I could go about it and stuff like that. Hopefully change the minds and hearts of people that work in schools.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing. And, you know, as far as my thoughts, I mean, like you said, I mean, sometimes things just don't make sense. You know, if someone puts lotion on their foot, or what if they put lotion on their hand? I mean, they wouldn't require them to wear gloves in that one instance. As far as fire drills, you said, I mean, does that mean that we have to be in our coats all the time just in case? I mean, even if you kick your shoes off, you know, if you're normally, you know, wearing shoes and you just kick them off briefly, you know, during whatever the course of your study is or whatever, you know, in a lecture hall or a classroom, they're still right by you. You know, your coat's probably on the back of the chair hanging on a hook somewhere, you know, in the back of a classroom in a closet somewhere in some schools. So it doesn't really make sense to, you know, worry about where your shoes are, if they may be right by you, versus, you know, going all the way to the closet to get your coat. I think that your ability to escape a building is a lot greater if you just want to get out of there, and you're probably not going to make a mad dash for a coat. But, you know, I guess exposure to colder climates will, you know, you probably wish that you were sitting in the fire if it's cold enough. Then, you know, if you don't have your coat with you, because then you probably die of the elements outside if you're standing out there long enough. But that's just my thought. It's not like they have a heated shelter for anybody that doesn't bring their coat outside to put the entire school in, or, you know, two buildings the same size as the school, for that matter. But yeah, I mean, just the awareness. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned something like, you know, out of respect for the principal. Well, where's the principal's respect for you and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle? And, you know, that would be my burning question. It would go beyond just like, and out of respect for them. Well, where's the respect for me? And I'm the student. I'm paying your salary. I'm paying tuition and so on. And they need to acknowledge the diversity that they have among the student body.
I work there. I'm actually an employee in one of the schools and seven other schools. So I would be different if I was a student, but as far as employees are concerned, how would we go about?
Well, either way, employee or not, whether you're an employee or a student, it actually is probably more beneficial to you as an employee in some cases, because they want to accept the diversity in the workplace. And, you know, simple discrimination in employment law actually has more bearing against, you know, is a lot more effective than if you were just a student. So you actually have something a little extra going for you there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that may be an option to explore. And if you want, you know, feel free to get in touch with me off the air about this, or even just join us next week when we have more time, because we are coming down to the last minute of time that we have together this week. And great questions and a great call. So definitely thanks for joining us. And before we leave, Proof, thanks for joining us this weekend. Quentin, great having you on, first-time caller, and looking forward to having more conversations with you. And Kevin,
definitely.
Thanks for all your advice and everything, and thanks for being a part of the show. And, you know, and of course, both you gentlemen, Quentin and Kevin, thank you for your service as always, and, you know, everything you go through, and we really appreciate it, and we also appreciate you being a part of the show. And Kevin, especially you, long-time caller, long-time listener, frequent caller, and everything, always full of great advice. And Quentin, feel free to come back and join us again. Check out our website, barefootislegal.org, and I'd like to thank all of our listeners, our callers, and our sponsors for making this happen. So we'll be back next weekend, special holiday episode for our Christmas week. And, of course, my reading of The Barefoot Night Before Christmas, as brought to you last year, we will revisit that. So until next time, everybody, keep them bare. See y'all later.